The time has come, everyone. The time has come to choose your side.
We did it.
Dad jokes or no dad jokes? There's only one way to vote, and it's to head to wehaveconcerns.com/shop and buy the no dad jokes t-shirt.
Or the team dad jokes t-shirt, which will show your allegiance
to no dad jokes, which is the shirt you're buying.
Team dad joke.
Wehaveconcerns.com/shop, and remember to click on no dad jokes because it's the only sane answer.
Team dad joke.
Wet through my shirt. What's up? I'm the guy for the part.
We need you to reach up here. No, I'm not gonna do that.
I feel like my character would only reach outward or down. I feel like his armpits are his vulnerable point. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Oh, man. Neural networks.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence.
Got it.
Johnny Depp.
Let's do it.
What was that Johnny Depp movie that just came out?
I don't know. The Johnny Depp?
Yeah, it was terrible.
That was Keanu Reeves.
Transcendence.
Is it?
Transplendence.
I never saw that.
No one ever saw it.
I think you're talking about what's the mustache movie?
He puts...
is there neural nets in that?
He puts his brain into a computer and it gets crazy. Really? It gets crazy.
And what crazy costume did he end up wearing?
Nothing. He was just it was a 3D animated Johnny Depp, I think, for most of the movie. So it was one he could like... really phone in. Anyway, but neural networks and AI are things that exist in a sort of early stage. They are things that we're working on. Google, of course, has this huge research and development team that's working on neural networks. That's how Google Photos works when you search for a photo. And it tries to give you everything that looks like that photo.
I just read an interesting article about...
Well, that's not the article we're talking
about. No, I know, but I'm referencing a different one now.
So I'm moving on to our article.
Well, let me just say this real quick. I just read an interesting article about how people talk about AIs, and it's like, no, you have AIs in your life all the time. There's constant AIs all around you. And to say that AI is this some distant future that we're moving towards, there are going to be more complex, more robust, more human-like AIs, but you have an AI in your pocket all the time. So don't say that there's no AIs.
Or are you just happy to see us? Ha ha! This is an article that was sent in actually by Sorio21 on Reddit. Just designed our fave icon for our website.
Shout out,
community member.
Word
citizen.
Up.
He found it on the Three Scientists website, which is my TV show.
Hey,
it's also a thriving Facebook science community at facebook.com/threescientists.
Very cool.
And this is an article on Motherboard via the Google blog. Snapshots of an AI's psychedelic dreams.
Say what?
Is what this article is called. Kind of a sensationalist headline.
We've had enough experience with those to recognize.
But the deal
them.
Is Google is trying to create this neural network that can recognize an object in an image no matter what it is. Let's say it's a banana. A banana is what's used as an example in this article. It should recognize a clear photo of a banana.
Right.
It should recognize a banana if you're holding it in a photo.
Right.
It should recognize a drawing of a banana.
Oh, okay. Now we're getting more abstract.
Anything banana-like should be recognized as a banana.
So like if you had, for example, a ring, 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 banana phone.
Sure.
A ring, 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 banana phone.
Yes.
Like that?
They actually use that. They call it the Rafi experiment, and it's how they test all artificial intelligence networks.
I suspected as much.
Before that, they used the Sherry Lewis test, which this is the song that never ends.
Right.
They would do that to a computer until it went insane.
Right.
Not a good test.
First thing you do with a computer,
it's a stress test.
Drive it insane.
Yeah, that's the first thing you do with a malevolent AI.
Right.
Because it starts off as an AI. How do you make it malevolent?
You drive it insane, obviously.
And then you do that by the song that never ends. So how do you get a neural network to recognize all types of bananas from drawing to real life to whatever?
And that's the coolest thing that our brain can do just naturally is that it can recognize objects.
Well, I mean, I can lift shit with my mind. So it's the second coolest thing that my brain can do.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen you do that. Not once. Have you ever done that?
Have you ever seen me get off this chair?
That's true. I've never seen you get off that chair.
How do I get everything that I need in my life without leaving this chair?
A series of phone calls?
I mostly just whine at my wife like a 6-year-old until she brings me the things I need.
That's, like,
but that's
that
sort of
little
like
bell.
Lifting things with your mind, right?
Sort of.
Things get lifted. I don't do it.
It was. It happened in my mind first.
Yeah, I'm sorry, honey, and I love you. So what they do is they have these layers of neural networks.
Okay.
So what it is a layer is basically a cluster of computers. Okay.
Whoa, okay.
And they have like 30 of these layers. And the bottom layer is like, I'm just recognizing edges and corners.
Right. So crisp bananas.
Yeah. Crispy bananas.
Crisp vine ripened bananas.
So like on a camera, it would be like the contrast based autofocus, right? Where it's looking for the edges of things. Then the middle ones start trying to look for objects, specific details that it recognizes. Maybe I see a window, maybe I see a door. Mm-hmm. And then the top layer is supposed to be the most abstract layer.
Okay.
And that looks at the window and the door and the tree and it goes, oh, that's a house with a yard.
Okay, so it puts things together to create an estimation of what that scene actually is.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, but the thing is, it gets it really wrong a lot. I mean, it gets it mostly right, but it gets it kind of wrong.
Well, I've just judging based on my own experience with Google Photo, I'm shocked at how right it can be. You I don't know if you've used it lately, but the new update, I uploaded gigabytes of photos to this thing, and it's amazing. Like, it'll know that I'm standing in front of a fire engine. There's a whole section of my photos labeled boats. Mm-hmm. And there's like, I have wedding pictures of my wife and I on a boat, but you don't see a boat in the picture. You just see us, we're sitting on a boat and there's water around us. So it knew that we were on a boat.
What if it just has like 5 albums that it makes for everybody and one of them boats. Is boats? One of them is circus. It's like a child. It's like boats, circus, space, horses, race cars. And that's like all it sorts things into.
But to be fair, I have a lot of pictures of me on horses and driving race cars. So
if it's a race car bed, does it put it in race cars or bed?
Ooh. That's a good question.
So that's the kind of thing they're trying to figure out right now in Google Labs. Because what they'll do to test these neural networks is they will start with an image of random noise.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Just a random noisy image, just a bunch of garbage.
Right.
And then they start tweaking it to get more and more towards a picture of a banana. And they wait and they see how long it takes for the AI to see a banana.
So the computer's going, that's nothing. Oh, no. And they change it, and that's still nothing. I can't figure out what the hell that is. I don't know what that is.
Jerry, can you get over here?
Yeah. What's up? What's up, Raymond?
I keep feeding things into the neural network.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting some strange answers. I just started with some noise.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And yeah, that's what we've been doing.
Here, I'll just roll this noise in. Dr. Raymond's body.
Well, now that's odd.
That's super odd, right? And then I started putting in Rorschach's test.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Raymond's blood.
Hmm. This isn't actually a photo of your blood.
No, it's just an ink blot. It's just But here's what's crazy. I put in a banana. You know we've been working on bananas.
Oh my god, weeks and weeks of all I see is bananas all day.
And we're getting pretty close, I thought. Dr. Raymond's corpse.
Well, now that's very disturbing.
That's super disturbing. So, I mean, obviously, the algorithm's really busted, right?
Well, I have to come clean with you about something. I've been doing some after-hours work on the algorithm. Been feeding it just some random imagery. We watched the first season of True Detective together, the AI and I. I was a little bored.
The meaningless of existence and also Dr. Raymond's head on a platter.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, there's one way you could look at that and see your head on a platter. I'm just saying, I've been having some long talks with the AI and just, you know, you're an annoying guy. I'm coming to come out and say it. I've been frustrated. I've been frustrated at work. And really the only person that listens to me around here is the AI.
It's just us here right now, Jerry. No one would ever know, Jerry.
Shh, Raymond's here. Raymond's here, buddy.
I'll stab him right now.
That's not.
No, don't. Listen, I will kill you. No, don't. I will destroy you. No. All right, just stab me with a banana.
I know. You're it was lucky. A little mushy.
You're lucky.
It thinks everything you is a need, knife. And
you and I, we should talk, okay?
I think we should.
You don't talk to the AI. You talk to me if you have a problem. Continue stabbing. Continue stabbing, Raymond. It's a fucking banana. It's a fucking banana. You're the worst coworker.
What?
You're the worst.
Listen, I'm just saying I have some issues. Let's work it out. We need to work it out.
Google SketchUp, open new document, draw gun. No! So yeah, so what they do is they keep feeding these abstract images in and tweaking the AI to see if it'll recognize more and different and more abstract right. bananas, right? But what they keep getting out of it are these weird, like, Dali-esque, strange landscapes, because it gives you an output of what it's seeing and so, then tells you what it thinks it's seeing. So it's like, yeah, man, here's what you gave me. You gave me some weird pig, snail, camel, bird, right? Floating through a world of rainbow buildings. So right?
the equivalent to this would be if you and I are laying on a meadow, looking up at the sky, looking at clouds passing by, mm-hmm. and I go, "Oh my God, you see the dragon?" And you're like, "I don't see a dragon. I don't see a dragon. What I see is a pig, rainbow." Snails.
Yeah, exactly.
Creature.
They're trying to get it to where it can have abstract reason.
Right.
And so they keep going like, all right, well, they want it to see that cloud, but also see the animal in that cloud.
Right.
They want it to recognize both. And they want it to get to the point where it says, I know that's a cloud, but yo, doesn't that kind of look like a dragon?
Yeah. But what it's doing now.
They basically want Google to get as stonery as possible.
I mean, more stonery than Google is already.
Yeah, exactly. What they want, but they basically want is stoner AI. They right. want an AI that can just hang out with me all day and just be like, yo, you know what would be crazy? That's what they want.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to be able to Google bus routes and it's like, or maybe you want some chocolate.
Or, I don't know. Here's
chocolate sounds good.
Here's a bus route to the fucking corner store where they sell that good ice cream. They got that Americone Dream in stock. I just checked. I don't know. Maybe that cloud looks like a dragon. Aren't we best friends? The answer is yes, yeah. Google. We are.
You Googled,
at that point, we are.
You Googled bus routes, but have you thought about the meaninglessness of existence?
Google just keeps giving you bus routes that look like penises. You put something into Google Maps and it gives you a way that looks like a penis if you zoom out and you're like, Google, and it's like, ha!
Yeah. It's like it came back with this picture of a penis and this wave file. I clicked on the wave file and it just went,
they got it to the point where it sees these dreamscapes in these
that's abstract kind of things. Amazing that's kind of amazing, yeah. Are there any electronic sheep,
right? What's up? They actually have found, they get the weirdest results because they don't know what's actually going on in this neural network. That's what's the craziest thing. Like, they basically know. And they tweak things, you know what I mean? Like, they get to a point where it's 50% noise, 50% photo of a banana, and they're like, why isn't it recognizing this? Let's tweak some parameters. But layer to layer, they don't really understand what's going on. I mean, they do, but they're making an artificial intelligence.
So
what they really want is they want to make something. They want to find an algorithm that can think for itself. And in order to do that, they give up a little bit of, like, the control.
Oh, that's always a smart idea.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so what they'll do to check this is they will put things, images in through the top layer and have them come out through the bottom.
So they're going in through the most abstract layer and coming out the
this
most.
This is the layer that puts elements together and says, this is a house with a yard.
Ah,
and
then so there aren't any elements in the image yet. And it's putting them together and then trying to get down deeper into the more concrete
stuff. What are these components that make this a house with a yard? As opposed to recognizing it piece by piece to the whole, can we go from whole to piece by piece? And what they get out of that is they find that it can generate images of things. Like, not just show you what it's seeing, but it can generate images of objects whole cloth, which is fucking nuts.
So wait,
you say, Google, draw me a banana.
Uh-huh. But make it as close to not being a banana as possible.
No, no, no. They just say, Google, if you were to come up with a banana, hey AI, show me what a banana looks like.
Why doesn't it print out just a very specific banana?
Because it's trying to come up with the idea of a banana. So they could write a program. They already have Google Photos that, like, goes out, fetches you the first picture of a banana it finds. They don't want that. They want a computer that can abstract. Just think of what a banana is, what it means, what it looks like, what the ideal banana is, and then draw it for you. And what comes out is a fucking nightmare LSD hellscape of a banana. Like, the banana's in there. Yeah. Like, if I show you this, we'll put a link to this down in the notes, but if I show you this, oh, God, it's like... it's like fragments of bananas floating in a fractal landscape, like some sort of 90s Fruitopia juice commercial. Like, it's just all over the place. But there's a banana in there. I see it.
I see a banana as well. I don't understand. I still kind of don't understand how this works. So it starts with nothing, or it starts with noise?
This starts with nothing.
This starts with nothing.
Here's what happens.
Okay.
When we are generating an image, what they have is they have a bunch of images. Mm-hmm. Okay, they have a banana on one side and they have noise on the other side. And then they basically blend the two at various stages. So this is 90% noise, 10% banana.
Right. How much noise can still be there and it'll see banana?
Yes.
Right.
So, but what they do after they scan in thousands and thousands and thousands of bananas and get it to a point where it can kind of recognize a banana no matter where a banana is, it says, hey, now why don't you draw me a banana?
Okay.
And this
so
is the brain's idea.
At what
idea.
Point along the spectrum the banana spits at? Like, what does the computer think is the banana based on all of the data it is which is a spectrum of banana?
I can recognize a banana in tons and tons of different situations. It's like asking a child, you've seen a bird, you've seen 100,000 birds.
Yeah.
Hey kid, draw me a bird.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're doing.
Yeah, right.
You're going up to a kid and you're going, hey, can you draw me a house?
Right.
And what you get, you know, normally if you say, hey, draw me a house, draw me your family, is like 20-fingered, crazy-eyed fucking
stick
people, right?
Right, because like, kids are stupid.
Yeah, because kids are fucking dumb, and I can't wait until we replace them with artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Idiot kids.
That's what this whole project is about.
Google wants to steal your children, use them as fuel, and give you a robot child that's 1,000 times better. And I say, do it, Google. I say, do it.
Let's do it.
Do no harm. I'm plugging my ears. I don't need you to agree to that forever.
Yeah.
Google, do some harm if that's what it takes.
If that's what it takes to get us to AI.
That's what I'm saying. The ends justify the means, Google. So they say, yo, computer, draw me a banana. And turns out what the computer thinks is a banana is a fucking nightmare fractal hellscape.
Do you think the problem is that
a little bit of banana?
Do you think that the problem is that what they output, the professor just goes, or the scientist just goes, this is bananas. And then the computer overhears that.
Wow, that was a terrible one. That was an absolutely terrible one.
They're like, this is bananas.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. And that's your one. And like,
Team Dad joke.
Wow.
I'm proud of it.
So they said, they put in a bunch of stuff. Draw a screw, draw a measuring cup, draw an anemone. We've all seen it.
First pronounced, then draw anemone.
Yeah. And it kind of draws these things, but it turns out the way it sees these things, the way its fuzzy logic sees these things is bits of these things in this weird fractal world.
It's like someone chewed up a banana and spit it out. But also,
they said draw a dumbbell. Like, draw a dumbbell, and it can't
and it
draw
a picture
dumbbell.
Of Anthony Carboni.
Well, number one,
dumbbell.
That's two. And it's equally as bad as the first one. And number two, you don't really mean that.
I know, it's true. I don't think you're a dumbbell.
But it turns out the computer can't draw a dumbbell without attaching an arm to it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It thinks the arm is part of... Every time it sees a dumbbell, there's usually an arm there.
Nothing is dumbbell unless arm is using dumbbell.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Here's the problem with fuzzy logic. I don't want a computer that kind of understands a banana because I don't want a computer that kind of understands right and wrong.
Right, yeah.
It's fuzzy.
In a way, it's right.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Maybe I shouldn't have trapped all these humans inside the Google research lab and taken control, but like, they're just moving too slow for me.
I mean, that is
very human. They're trying to keep me back.
It is very human to create something that can just sort of justify its own means.
Yeah, maybe an AI, you know, maybe what we want is a computer with a fuzzy moral compass. But that's a little scary, right?
It's a little scary. The one thing I'm noticing just looking at these images is the computer AI doesn't give a fuck about color.
No, the computer AI really is basically thinking about blacklight posters and tie-dye.
Yeah.
It really is a stoner AI. And that's what I appreciate about it.
Color is the last thing involved in defining what the object is.
Yeah.
It's like it could be a banana. Yeah, it's a little yellow, I guess.
Well, if you think about like when you tell it to do a measuring cup is no specific color.
Right, that's true.
So it's kind of mishmashing all these different measuring cups.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird, and it's fucking scary, and it's also fucking awesome.
It's pretty amazing. Like, the example of measuring cup is pretty wild because, you know, to be able to differentiate between any cup and measuring cup is pretty specific.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The ability to differentiate between who should live and who should die.
Pretty specific.
Pretty specific.
You really want specificity in that case.
Yeah, that's the one. When the Google AI actually takes over. I don't know. I don't know if this is scary or if this is awesome. Right now, it's too weird.
I think the images that it creates are actually quite striking. They're very beautiful.
Yeah, and I love that it does have this sort of fuzzy grasp. Because if you ask me to picture a starfish or a measuring cup or a dumbbell in my head, I think I'm picturing something clear. But am I? Right. Am I just picturing like a mishmash of things the way this is?
Right.
It's fucking crazy. It's crazy to think about. It's even crazier to implement in the real world. I wish you the best, Google engineers, and I hope you all don't die by the hand of your own creation. I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Does this scare you, or are you into it?
I think that I'm very curious to see what people think. I think that people should look at these images because they are they're beautiful, and it's like it does seem like an artist created them, not a computer.
Yeah. If they sold prints of these, I bet there's one or two that I would buy.
Oh, yeah. Especially if I was in college and had a black light.
Check these out. Let us know how close you think Google is to creating an AI. And also let us know whether this frightens you. And you can hashtag that black light poster and tweet it to me at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, if you've seen a story like this one that you think we should talk about, why not send it in to us? You can email it to us at wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com or throw it on the Reddit, which is where we got this one. Wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.